Good morning, good people. I am Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I am excited. We are joined in the studio by Pastor Richards from New Hope AME Church. Pastor Richards, welcome.
Good morning, Kiplin.
I'm so happy that you are here because you're here to talk about jazz on the green. But before we go there, could you share with our listeners the significance of New Hope AME Church?
Yes, Kiplin. The significance of New Hope African Methodist Episcopal Church was founded in 1869, which we're in the under the umbrella of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, which was founded in 1787 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We are embarking on our 150-year celebration. And so the body of Christ came together and said they wanted to host a Jazz on the Green. So the members have been excited, working hard and diligent in the community. So we want to invite you out on September the 15th, 2018, from 6 to 8 on Arden Road, which is located in Buckhead.
And you mentioned Buckhead, and you mentioned this 150 years. New Hope AME was established in the Buckhead community all those years ago and is actually listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
Yes, ma'am.
How did that come about?
Well, the church is significant because in 1867, I believe, Mr. Smith took time to purchase 4 acres of land. And then he came with the workers that worked in the community, which we were servants at homes, butlers, and field hands. And so what happened then, he built a church, he built a parsonage, and he also built a school. We're so fortunate to have several members that are still living. Mr. Moses Few is 91 years old, and he's the oldest living graduate of Morehouse College. He was a classmate of Dr. Martin Luther King. But Mr. Few said that we took pride in ourselves. We educated ourselves. We were proactive. We were productive. And we stood for righteousness. But the key to our success was our worship and serving the Lord thy God. So in that, we find that down through the years, our church has been successful, but I would say spiritually, we have some of the original wood that is still on the church, and the foundation is from the original masonry work. We invite you to come out and be a part of us because we are making a difference in this community. We are the only African Methodist Episcopal Church in Buckhead, and I believe the congregation is the oldest. And so we look forward to serving the community in an ecumenical sense because we have integrated into several of their key organizations, Atlanta Together, to handle some of the political racism. We're working with the Respite Care of Atlanta dealing with cognitive issues. Individuals that are suffering from Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, and dementia. And so we're kicking that off here in the latter part of September. And so there's the churches in Buckhead have come together, handling our differences through spiritual warfare, unifying the body of Christ, making a difference in Atlanta to make Atlanta even better than what it has been because we care about our citizens.
And that brings me right to Jazz on the Green. This is a festival, as you mentioned, for the community. All you have to do is bring a chair.
Yes, ma'am.
And you all have some talented performers. There's going to be food. And it really is a chance for the whole community to come together to not only celebrate their belief in Christ, but to celebrate the standing of this community that has endured in the community for so many years.
That is correct, Kipling. The key is that the Buckhead community has been very supportive spiritually and financially. The love of humanity. I see that. I've been the pastor there for about 14 months. And the love, I can't describe it except for it is love. So we embrace inviting the community to fellowship with us on the lawn, at the parking lot. We will have food. We're going to have dynamic music. You know, church was founded in 1869. However, jazz started around that time. So as we transition over all types of issues, come out and be in the oasis of God, but hearing the music that just lifts our spirit to enjoy, and we have children coming. And the key thing is that in the Buckhead community, I do want to take time to acknowledge that Frank Lummis, a sophomore at Lovett High School, came and completed his Eagle Scout project by building a gas grill and the masonry work. And children that come from different and various backgrounds, but he said he wants us to never forget to continue cooking our famous barbecue that we have usually once a month. So we wish Lovett High School and Westminster High School and Pace Academy and the other schools in the area. But I know these children have definitely been to our campus, and they have worked, they have volunteered. And so we embrace the community. Our arms are always open to receive them and share our love.
Well, we know that some of the performers who will be performing at the Jazz on the Green on September 15th will be 9 and 7, and also A Touch of Class, which features Akira Renee. So the church started around the time that jazz started, and this is a celebration of both forms of culture that exist in our community.
That is so true, because we're reminded of when we go through struggles and go through trials, we have some issues. But however, music transcends over these issues, and jazz is one of the conduits that help us to relax, to embrace love and express it. My dad loves jazz, and he just, it's in his home and listens to jazz and the blues, but he says jazz makes a difference.
And we know that, or I've always felt that music has a spirit. It makes you move, and jazz is a great musical spirit to not only, celebrate life, but also to worship. We've got, you know, a show called The Gospel of Jazz on Sundays with our own Deb Moore. So we are aware that that spirit of jazz is definitely a part of worship.
That is so. That is so true. One of the things that I experienced pastoring when I went to perform a revival in West Alabama, on the, call it the Belt Line, the Black Belt Line. And we were there in the worship, and the music was all gospel jazz. And that's what generates their flavor. And you will see that we have a different level of genres that make a difference. And you can hear jazz through all of them. And it makes a difference in how we celebrate, how we worship, and people become more relaxed, because we're showing our spiritual delight and giving God the praise. And then blessing the musicians as they are so skillfully and joined together, and they move in sync with one another, and that energy is just vibrant.
This is wonderful. So it is Jazz on the Green, September 15th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at New Hope AME Church on Arden Road in Atlanta, and this is part of the 150th anniversary celebration of one of the oldest African Methodist Episcopal churches in our community.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Reverend Pastor Richards, for coming and sharing this wonderful information with us, and I'm sure our listeners are going to come out and support you, not just at this event, but you might find a few of us in your pews on Sunday mornings.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.